And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, chanting, things pertaining to yoga and bhakti culture, stuff like that. This show is the second part of the PranaFest festival coverage. PranaFest is a yoga and kirtan music festival that happened in Oregon a few weeks ago. Last week we did part one with interviews with War and also Swami Mangalananda and others. You can check that show out if you'd like by going to mantraradio.co. This is the second part today and final part of the coverage. Today we're going to hear some interviews with Jayalakshmi and Ananda Yogiji that was just here in Vancouver. Also, we're going to hear an interview with Govindadas of Govindas and Radha from Santa Monica. Also, we're going to hear from Andres Salcedo. And also Harnam. So we're going to kick things off with Jai Uttal and the Pagan Love Orchestra from 1995-ish or 93-ish, I believe, from the release Beggars and Saints, an older release by Jai Uttal entitled Lake of Exploits. And this CD, I believe, was a tribute to the Bals of West Bengal. And this is a really nice track, not a very long one, maybe about 5 minutes. And then after that, we'll be back just to kick off the interview section of the show. You can call me if you'd like during the show, 604-822-2487. I hope you're doing good. It is Jai Uttal and the Pagan Love Orchestra with Lake of Exploits.
Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Shri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Jai Siya Ram, Jai Siya Ram, Shri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Shri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Jai Siya Ram.
You, but I wish that song was a little bit longer. Jaya Sitaram. I think last show we actually started off with a Sitaram chant also from Breath of Life Tribe. So it's Jai Utal with the track was actually entitled Lake of Exploits from the Beggars and Saints release from the early 90s of the Pagan Love Orchestra. And so chanting Sitaram names, feminine and masculine names for addressing the divine or the supreme source. And I'm actually going to play a couple of public service announcements right now. And then we'll be back with the first interview section with Jaya Lakshmi and Ananda Yogiji.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Brought you mother, brought you well. Brought you music, reggae music. It's tell you and tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about root rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday.
The love of Jack.
For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Ja bless and Ja guidance. Ja out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and a wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
Give it back. You gotta listen to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. A few weeks ago, there was a festival called PranaFest in Oregon. And this is the second part of a special show covering the festival. We're going to do a section, a segment right now with Jaya Lakshmi and Nanda Yogiji. Interview with them. Just talking a little bit about the festival itself and the festival scene in general. Topics such as practice, yogic practice, personal awakenings, and some talk about their Kirtanika, electronic kirtan project. They were actually here just on the last weekend in Vancouver for an event entitled Moonlight Kirtanika. Which was actually a huge success. It was a lot of fun. It was had by all. So I would like to send a warm thanks to everybody that participated in that event, came and supported it and volunteered for it. Everybody collectively made it happen. It was really a very special thing. So here first is going to be, we're going to be hearing from Ananda Yogiji. He's talking about the general vibe of the PranaFest 2012. In the background, you're going to be hearing from Steve McNamara with a track entitled Hot Song Celebration. He's a musician originally from South Africa, I believe, that moved to the States in his youth and studied music, and then is very much a part of the yoga kirtan and sacred music scene, and currently resides in Ashland, Oregon, I believe. So this is a track you're going to hear in the background, Heart Song Celebration. You're also going to hear another track from him, Searching for the Inner Sky, is going to be under the next interview, I believe, as well. Here's Ananda Yogiji. I think location is really important where you're doing the event.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
Yeah, totally. And you know, just being here in Oregon, Oregon has a lot of this kind of tribal family going on. We like to call them kind of like elven festivals, like Beloved and Mystic Garden types. And there's more other ones that are popping up like that. And it seems a lot like PranaFest. It's got this mixture of this tribal, as well as, of course, the kirtan yoga scene that kind of Bhakti Fest pioneered, and then also it has a fusion of Kundalini. There's been a lot of Kundalini yoga here, and different artists that out of the Kundalini yoga tradition, and I think that's going to grow too. So it's like a fusion of Kundalini yoga world and the like kirtan yoga movement that's Sanskrit based, and then there's this whole tribal fusion that's also here. So it's a really amazing collaboration.
So what's your experience been like so far with this festival?
Well, it's an amazing festival. I knew it was going to be an amazing festival because it's the beginning of the wave, the evolution of festivals, I feel like, because these yoga, kirtan, devotional celebration festivals, spiritual festivals, they're really starting to take off. And, we helped actually with some of the promotion and the marketing for this festival. So we were involved a little bit from the beginning. And So, you know, the way it's turned out is I think there was a lot of really high anticipation for a lot of people that this would be, like, you know, the first Kirtan, Northwest Kirtan Yoga Festival that actually was going to be big and, you know, the first be established. And there will be many more Prana Fests, and, you know, there might be other yoga festivals popping up, but this will be a big one that's established, and everybody's feeling it. I think it's like there's this very, I keep talking to people, and a lot of people get like goosebumps and tingles, you know, because they're very excited about these kinds of festivals where people are coming together, and there's no, because people are just tired of the dogma and, you know, of this path or that path, and this is the festivals like this where we can come together, and those of us on different spiritual paths, but we're so open and we want to just celebrate and you know, chant the holy names, do kirtan and meditate together and do yoga and purify. So it's becoming, it's just the power is getting unleashed now, you know, through the festivals. It's like coming together. Many of the festivals I've been to in my life, and many of us, you know, are, you know, more, they can tend to be more like tribal gatherings or rainbow type gatherings. And, you know, there's not, like, the focus is different. The music is more, it's a little bit more like party. It's a different kind of vibration. So now it's like, there are so many people coming together here at this festival who have serious spiritual practices, like that. You know, you can see it in the people walking around, and it's amazing for us all to congregate. I mean, some people might, and we're realizing that everybody, a lot of people have their own unique practices. Like, some people might be more strict about the, you know, their kundalini practice, like waking up at 3:30 in the morning to do their sadhana. Or, you know, a lot of people have modified their practices to fit their own, you know, energy and their own energetics and their own healing journey. But it's like you get all these people together, and you can really see it in their aura and their eyes, like that they're real practitioners, and they're on the spiritual path, and they're doing the work. There's, you know, a lot of healers coming here, and it's just really powerful that so many of us get together and we talk about our practices and we share, and so many people are doing the yoga, and it's so much yoga. I mean, it's not just the asana, you know, it's the meditation. It's like so many of us here are yogis, living a yogic lifestyle in a lot of different aspects, you know, not just the asana practice, but truly walking the path of, you know, spiritual purification and practicing devotional, you know, devotional practices and singing and, yeah.
What people are offering is straight from their hearts. And if anything, like I just said this earlier in my class today, is that it ultimately is all back to the heart and all back to love, you know? So these practices are there to get us to our hearts and to establish and be with that divine loving communion, you know? However, with that said, it is a little tricky to then take home, and this is always one of my situations, is how do people leave these festivals and take home a sadhana? You know, how do they take home a spiritual discipline after this? And maybe it's not about that. Maybe it's just about their consciousness blossoming for them to open to whatever they need to receive in their personal journey. So...
I was in a band called Lost at Last. Have you heard of Lost at Last? Yeah. So it started in like 1997 in Maui, and I just was always been inspired by to go to raves, but I always wanted to hear mantra and not, and I saw kind of what was happening at the raves, like, you know, a lot of drugs and ecstasy and stuff. I was like, this is only going to go so far, you know. And so that's why we started the band and put the mantras in, and a lot of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, and the Gaudiya Vaishnava mantras. We also did Native American chanting. I got peyote songs and put them to the techno and trance. And so anyway, that band broke up in 2004, and since then I've been working on Ableton Live and composing electronic, and had this dream that somehow, you know, that music would be resurrected somehow in a more simplistic form. And I was doing it on my own for a little while. I was starting to come out, you know, a couple of years ago. And then I met Ananda, and, you know, it's just like we're very well matched in many ways. And he was really into, you know, being a part of the Kirtronica. And so now he runs the computer and the sequences on the stage. And it frees me up to sing and dance up a little more. And you know, he's starting to get involved in some of the programming. And yeah, well, we really have noticed it seems to fit really well with the ecstatic dance community. Yeah. Because a lot of the ecstatic dance community is, they're a lot more open to like the house beat, like tribal beats and the house beats. They like that. And then we do this journey. It's a very energetic, shamanic journey. And like the CD that's coming out in May, it's an hour long, and it's a nice journey, especially, you know, for ecstatic dance teachers to use, work with.
That was Jayalakshmi and Ananda Yogiji. Last part, just talking about their Kirtronica project. They were in Vancouver on Saturday, last Saturday, for a show, an event where they performed a 90-minute Kirtronica set, which was pretty awesome. Next up is going to be Govindas. Of Govindas and Radha from the Bhakti Yoga Shala in Santa Monica, Los Angeles. And this recording is a little bit rough. It was actually an impromptu thing on the very right after the closing section of Prana Fest on the last night. And I had not really, wasn't prepared to do any kind of an interview, so I didn't actually have any of my equipment with me. So what I actually did was I improvised and used my phone to record the interview. So hopefully it's going to be good enough to air. It was a nice interview. I didn't want to not use it. So this is Govindas from Bhakti Yoga Shala in Santa Monica with a few words. And in the background, you're going to be hearing some more from Steve McNamara, a different track entitled Searching for the Inner Sky.
Festival is juicy, you know, and what makes it juicy is where it's located here. This is a very, very sacred land, you know, the mountains, the trees, the hot springs, the rivers that are flowing, and the full moon energy. It was a real convergence of, you know, higher consciousness, mantra, music, yoga, dance, you know. It was a very, very sacred, special weekend, and it feels like it was kind of the finish of the 2012 festival season. You know, last weekend in September, Now it seems like everybody goes their way for the winter, and we'll meet again next spring, you know, and we'll do it again. It's a powerful time because now we're really in this last phase of 2012, heading towards the solstice coming up, December 21st. And so it's a very powerful time. I think we're all being asked to purify our hearts, our bodies, our minds. And, you know, December 21st is an open doorway, you know, into the next, who knows what, to be honest with you, who knows what. But I think we're all being asked to raise our vibration, you know, higher vibrational states, love, truth, communication, you know, and wherever we are in our life, we're being asked to rise up. And that's the beauty of a festival like this, is everywhere you look is this reflection of love and spontaneity and creativity and joy and making your life your prayer. I came to yoga through some health issues, irritable bowel disease specifically. That led me to yoga. And once I was practicing yoga, I was led to my guru, Neem Karoli Baba, through Ram Dass and the sort of beginning Kirtan movement in the early to mid 1990s through Bhagavan Das, Krishna Das, Jayutal. And the moment I heard Kirtan, it just pulled me in, you know, and it felt like it just reconnected me to a very ancient part of myself. And what I love so much about it is that the music was a prayer. Music is a prayer, you know. And a way of all inclusiveness, because it's everybody's energy, it's not a performance, it's everybody's energy that creates the experience of Kirtan. And I just fell in love with it, Kirtan and Bhakti Yoga, you know. My whole childhood I had this faith in love, and love, and love. And then of course you get older and the worldly things start to get closer to us in our lives, you know, and then be introduced to Bhakti Yoga, where this philosophy is that love is the strongest medicine, as Maharaji says, you know. Love is the elixir that makes life, that shifts life from being something that's flat into being something that's alive and full of nectar, you know. So the moment that I was introduced to Bhakti, that there is an ancient, ancient path where love is the core. Give yourself to this love. Absolutely, give more and more and more of yourself as your offering. This just felt right since I was introduced to that. And, you know, again, mid-1990s, it's been my path. You know, I've been to India 5 times. You know, it just feels right. It feels right. Bhakti, the guru principle and Bhakti Yoga are so intricately and intimately woven together as one. You know, we look to those that have walked the path before us, so we know where to step, you know. Without them, we wouldn't have a path. We wouldn't know where to go. They've left the lights on for us, you know. So we offer them our reverence and our gratitude. You know, some people in this life, it may not be their karma to have a guru, and they can relate to the guru as an energy. You know, the great Saint Ramana Maharshi said, you know, God, guru, and self are one. They're the same thing. God, guru, and self are one. Some people won't have a guru that is in the shape of a human form. It's more of an energy in the universe, or the inner guru that they can look to as the highest wisdom and love in the universe, you know, and look to that energy. Other people, it comes in a human form and manifestation. Myself, I feel, you know, very, very blessed to have, in a world of, you know, spirituality where it's just massive and so many teachings and this and that, you know, so much going on, where I can look to one place and I know that's my path, you know. And for that to happen, you have to have faith, or shraddha. You have to see faith in this being that you're surrendering so much of yourself to. So if you do take on a guru, make sure it's somebody that you do have faith in.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean? And really trust you. So. Meeting in the heart. You know, we're all meeting in the heart space. So it's like a loka, you know, it's like a celestial divine atmosphere, you know, or universe that we all come to, and we let all of our anger and worry and anxiety, we just let it go. We come and we really meet in the heart.
That was Govindas from Santa Monica, based in Santa Monica, currently of the Bhakti Yoga Shala down there. I'm going to hear a little bit of kirtan recorded at, I believe, this year's Bhakti Fest. Govindas and Radha and friends chanting the Maha Mantra. Mantra consisting of three words, three Sanskrit words, Hare Krishna and Ram. These are different names for the divine in both the male and the female forms. Not going to play the whole recording, it's kind of long, but a few minutes of this. And then we're going to hear afterwards an interview with Andreas Salcedo. Let that play a little longer, but kind of squeeze for time for for today's show, so we're going to continue with interview with Andreas Salcedo. Salcedo, I'm not really quite, my Spanish is not good. And he's originally from Colombia and now teaches in California yoga and also performs some kirtan. We're going to hear some words from him and followed by just a little sampler of his most recent project entitled Electronic Ashram. This is going to be in the background. You're going to be hearing from Craig Coland and Rara Avis, both of whom were featured in various capacities at the Prana Fest Festival, with the track Jai Hanuman from Kerala Dream. Also, you're going to hear from the track Samadhi as well.
First, I like with the meditation, like naturally as little, you know, as a little boy, I felt connected, you know, to all, and it was naturally like arise the meditation, started to move into the martial arts, and then from there more deeper meditation. Then I got, you know, introduced into the asana, the form of asana, and later developed into the form of kirtan, you know, the yoga of the vibration of the heart. So that all, and great healers that I have met, you know, along the way, South America, in North America, different places. So I try to integrate all that into the practice. It feels for me like at the beginning of any class, I just offer myself to be a vessel, a vehicle. So it kind of just moves through me. You know, I just get out of the way, let it flow. And I feel like there is the symbology that many aspects of yoga have, not only yoga, but healing traditions. If you use that symbology and integrate into, you know, the class form, for a lot of people, especially for us Westerners, it's easy to identify, you know, have something we can relate to. So the yoga is not something that's foreign, like from East, from India, but something becomes very personal and something we can feel connected to. The Bhakti elements, I guess, is just to move from that place of the heart. You know? Like most of us here in the West are completely stuck in our heads. We're very rational, intellectual, and that's how we, you know, behave and how we act. So the bhakti is only like just, okay, let me listen to my heart, come from a place of truthfulness and authenticity, and allow the heart to be the guided force. The potential is unlimited, you know. I remember there's these little festivals that have to, you know, start to happen about 5 years ago, which was mainly yoga and kirtan. And now some of these festivals reach about 5,000 people. So I'm sure like people are gravitating towards more of this consciousness, you know, or conscious gatherings. You know, it's a micro, you know, congregation here, but it's just a matter of time, I guess, that because once you have a taste of this truth or this feeling, it's like it's not going, there's no way you're going back anywhere because you just want more. So I see that these kind of festivals where you see all different, you know, different kind of walks of life, from the very, you know, serious like businessman to the very free flow spirit. They all merge and it's a beautiful energy. It's like everybody embracing the diversity and coming with a sense of consciousness. This is a project that merged the ancient with the modern. So we have, it's called Electronic Ashram. We have an iTunes already there, have a great success with that, the first three tracks, which is an EP. But just probably in the next 2 months, the whole album is coming out. So we merged the ancient with the modern. It kind of gives a very uplifting kind of like, you know, feeling, and it's has a lot of beats and loops and electronic. So it's coming out, that project, and then we're moving on to record maybe some more of the traditional kind of kit. Thank you.
Shana Varana Viraya Suves Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kes Hatta Vajra Ora Vajra Viraj Kande Munja Jani Hosan Shankara Suvana Kesarina Teja Pratapa Mahajagavan Vidyavana Guniyati Cha Ramakaja Karivekova Prabhu Charitra Sunivekorasi Ramalakhan Sitamana Vasi Sukshma Rupa Dari Siya Hindikau Vikata Rupa Dari Lanka Jara Vima Rupa Dari
It's a snippet from Hanuman Chalish or Chalice from Andres Sochedo's release with friend I think his name's Pookie something, otherwise known as Electronic Ashram. Next, going to hear an interview with Harnam of Spirit Voyage Records, affiliated with Spirit Voyage, on various topics to do with the festival and his life. In the background, you're going to hear Samarti from Krilla Dream, Ravis, and Craig Colan, otherwise known as Shaman's Dream.
It's so encouraging to see these festivals happening everywhere and to see people coming together and chanting and, you know, it's about spreading the light. I mean, people are going to come together for this event, and then they're going to go back out into the world, and they're going to be changed by the event, and they're going to be changed for the better. They're going to have had an experience and have gained more light and understanding about themselves and the world, and they're going to share that light and understanding deeper into the world, and more people are going to come back next year. And then the next year it's going to be bigger, and then there's going to be another one. I already see they're going to do one of these in Hawaii. You know, I work with Spirit Voyage, and we're doing Satnam Fest Mexico coming up for the New Year's at a sacred site in Teo, south of Mexico City. And then we do one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. Bhakti Fest is happening. You know, there's just a wanderlust. You know, there's so many different varieties and flavors of these festivals. And people are just, you know, being drawn to them. And celebrities now, too, are really being drawn to the chant world. Oprah has come out, you know, as a big fan of Sanatan Kaur, which is just so exciting because she has such a broad reach in terms of the platform that she has in the media. And, you know, she shares Sanatan's music with people. More people are touched and more people come and chant and feel the experience and the transformation. So it's awesome.
So what is the transformation that happens with the chanting process?
You know, I think it's different for everybody. It's a very personal experience. But for me, I just feel lighter and more in tune after I've been chanting for a while. I feel like I'm connected to my Atma, my soul, my higher purpose, my direction. And when people come into the room and chant with me, they tell me afterwards that they get it, that they have, that they've tuned in to themselves and that they've had an experience that helps them release the mental garbage and such. And they just feel purer and lighter and more able to be tuned in to themselves and the life that they want to lead and the world they want to manifest. I mean, I think you should definitely, whatever you're going to do, do it. Go for it. Go deep into it. If it's Tai Chi, if Tai Chi is your thing, do it. If you dig Kundalini Yoga, do Kundalini Yoga. If you dig Vinyasa, do Vinyasa. You know, the only thing that I would say is just avoid being dogmatic about anything. You know, I mean, that's the problem with religions, where we get into, well, mine is the right God. Mine's, you know, it's like, it's all God. You know, one creator, one creation. We're all here to serve and uplift each other. Bottom line, that's spirituality. And that's the thing to avoid is exclusion and being dogmatic about it. But yeah, there's a path for everybody. And I say, if it feels right to you, go for it, do it, and share it with whoever wants to be part of that path. Beautiful. That's the name of the game. Sadhana is where it begins and ends. It all comes back to your sadhana. If you're, you know, to be in this world at this time, at this momentous shift of ages from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age, the energy is shifting and transforming on the planet, and to maintain grace and composure and to be effective in what we came here to do, we need a personal practice. And whether that's singing scales as a musician or painting pictures as an artist or doing yoga and meditating as a Buddhist or however you want to have your connect with the divine. That's what sadhana is your opportunity to honor the creator and your part as part of the creation and to make that connection every day. And, you know, that's so powerful. It's made a huge difference in my life, and I think that, you know, anyone that comes away from a festival like this with a personal sadhana, wow, that's huge. Well, it's all ripples, you know. If you touch one person, they go out and touch another person, and they touch another person, then the consciousness grows and spreads and becomes more aware. So it's, you know, impossible to undervalue or underestimate what a festival like this is and means to the planet. You know, as people grow in awareness and consciousness and understand the need to serve and uplift themselves and each other, then that's where we need to be as a species. That's the next step, to move from the I, me, me, mine to love and compassion and service. You know, that's where we need to go. And it's happening. It's happening in real time. It's unfolding right before our eyes. You know, and I think we're reaching a critical mass now as more and more people become aware and part of these experiences and make changes in themselves and in their lives, then it's all for the better of the planet.
Was Hernam from Of Spirit Voyage, amongst other things, and that's the last part of the interviews for this coverage of PranaFest. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Currently listening in the background to newer stuff by Craig Colan with Blue Tech under the Shaman's Dream moniker, released entitled Prana Pulse. Before I play the last track of the show, a few announcements to do. This weekend, tomorrow night, will be a Kirtan gathering, which happens every 2 weeks, entitled Give Peace a Chant. And that happens at Open Door Studios, which is 16th and Arbutus. Starts at 8 p.m. This time, a special focus on Mahamrit Yunjaya Healing Mantra. So check that out. You can go to givepeaceachant.org for more information about that also. That's tomorrow night, Friday night in Vancouver. And on Saturday night also, Enchant Mantra Meditation, enchantkirtan.com. That's at Unity Yoga, which is at 10th, East 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver. That's a by donation event. It starts at 6 p.m. and includes kirtan, a presentation on the Bhagavad Gita, and also some vegetarian food at the end. So that's on Saturday night. So that's two nights of kirtan for you to check out in Vancouver. And then in November, there's going to be a special Give Peace a Chant presentation. Dave Stringer will be coming to town, and that is on November 10th at 8 p.m. at St. James Hall, which is in Kitsilano. And Sparrow will also be taking part in that Kirtan event. You can, I think tickets are at Banyan Books and are $30 and $35 at the door. I think there's probably more information for that also at givepeaceachant.org if you want to check that out. The night before, if you're listening south of the border in Bellingham on November 9th, Dave Stringer will be playing at Presence Studio, which is on Cornwall Avenue in Bellingham. So that's an option for you as well if you live south of the border in Washington State. So that's Bellingham on the 9th, and then for Vancouver folks, will be happening on the 10th in Kitsilano. So I think that's about it for announcements. Last track. Well, first, before I play last track, I just want to say it's been really nice to do this coverage for Prana Fest, past couple of shows. It was a pretty amazing experience being down there. So many incredible people involved in that, and some nice interviews that we've been able to present on the past couple of shows, and some amazing music also. Looking forward very much to next year's Prana Fest 2013. Last track is going to be Marty Walker, and she's been playing music from a very early age, trained in different instruments, different styles, worked with tons of different people. Recently, past few years, very much involved in the Kirtan festival scene. I'm going to play a track entitled Radio Gaga Chalice from the CD Revolution. This also contains some Ram chants. Ram is a word, Sanskrit word, which indicates the divine source of everything. that living divine source of all knowledge, of all bliss. And so the chanting process is a way that we can connect with that source and we can experience that transcendental love. I think we got just enough time to play this in its entirety. Radio Gaga Chalice from Revolution. We'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 4 p.m. next Thursday, Pacific Standard Time. Check out on the internet mantraradio.co, and you can also send feedback through the website or search for Mantra Radio on Facebook and like us on there as well if you would like to. Thanks for joining us today on the show. See you next week. Namaste.
Sab sukha lahe tumhari shabd na tumara chak kahu kota ab panatera sudharo aapke ni tondo ka hank tink pura pisa chan dikat nahi na ho mahabir jab nama sunave khasero ga hari sab mere jab pata ni rasta na hasmat mere sangat de hanuman chala vai man bachin ke chala
No!